يقولون سلام سلام ولا هنا سلام.
You're listening to Middle East Analysis, a podcast series from the Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales. Hello and welcome to what I have to term as a Middle East Analysis special. Now, the reason for this is that we will have a podcast that takes a look at the region as a whole, Middle East, North Africa. But I want to focus today with our Middle East consultant on Lebanon. Pretty obvious why, because from a Catholic perspective, the Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, will be making a visit to Lebanon from the 14th of September to the 16th of September. So I am joined by Dr. Harry Hagopian, the bishop's consultant on the region, also an ecumenical expert, lawyer, political commentator and expert as well. Harry, you're very welcome. How are you doing?
It's a pleasure again, James.
Now, this is an important visit. Let's be honest, a very important visit, so much so that a lot of column inches have been taken up with security, safety. Nobody is going to ignore the fact that there's some serious rumblings going on in Syria, clearly. Is the Pope safe in Lebanon?
I think the Pope is safe in Lebanon. I agree with you that there have been many, many columns and many inches written already about this visit, this two-day visit from the 14th to the 16th of September. But I believe that security concerns are normal at this stage. First of all, because you've got a whole Middle East, North Africa region, which is pretty much in turmoil. There are uprisings, rebellions, revolutions, revolts, choose whichever term is most appropriate in the region. And of course, next door to Lebanon, there is Syria, which is the big, big show at the moment in terms of the standoff between the regime and the rebels. But that inevitably also affects Lebanon, because what happens in Syria to a large extent also impacts Lebanon, as we've seen in the incidents in the north of Lebanon in Tripoli, as we've even seen in other parts of the country. So people are concerned, is this the right moment for the Pope to come? And to be honest with you, James, I've been mulling over this over the past week or 10 days. And I thought to myself initially, well, does he really need to come now at a time when the region is already so polarized and so tense? Can't he do it at some other stage? But then I spoke to a lot of colleagues and friends and I thought about it a bit more. And I came to the conclusion that no, now is the right time for him to come for many, many reasons, not least specific reasons to do with the visit, but also broader ones. And let me also pinpoint one issue. A lot of people think that the Pope is just going to get on a plane in Rome and come to Lebanon because he wants to have a pastoral visit of the Christian communities. Actually, this is a state visit, and the invitation was forwarded by the president of Lebanon, Michel Suleiman. So in a sense, yes, he is going to see lots of people, and I'm sure you'll ask me about that, but he's also going to see the president and the whole political establishment, because this is a state visit. He's coming as the head of a state visiting another state.
Now, I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, and as you say, we will talk itinerary and some of those highlights as far as you're concerned. Two things I want to mention. If you look back to 2010, when we had a wonderful visit of the Holy Father to Scotland and to England, it did more than just, you know, it's not just meetings with political leaders. It was a real sort of affirmation and a building up of us as Catholics, as the Christian communities of these isles. Will we see a similar thing in Lebanon?
I think we will see a similar thing in Lebanon. Despite the difficulties, despite the tensions, despite the political issues involved in the whole region and also in Lebanon, I think we are going to see a coming out of many, many people. And it is very interesting. This is a phenomenon that fascinates me. I've come across my own ecumenical life, across many, many wonderful Christian leaders. And I have yet to find one other leader, whether somebody of the weight of the Russian Patriarch or of the Archbishop of Canterbury or anybody else, who can manage to get people out into the streets in the way that the Pope of Rome does. Now, whether it's got to do with charisma, whether it's got to do with faith, whether it's got to do with social belief, whatever it is, there is always an upsurge of people coming out and welcoming the Pope wherever he visits. This was very clear to me with John Paul II, and Benedict XVI is also following along those same lines. So in Lebanon, interestingly enough, when he's coming at a time of different tensions, whether political, interreligious, intra-Christian, I think he's going to be met with a big welcome, and it is the President of the Republic himself who said that he, along with everybody else from the political and religious establishments, will go and meet the Pope at the airport. And then he's going to have all sorts of events where many people are going to come out. Now, okay, the Pope is coming as head of a state, but he's not going to come there and speak as a politician. He's going to come as somebody who brings with him moral integrity and an ethical value that is sorely needed in today's world of uncertainty. And that is something that a lot of people, I think, appreciate in a man like him. And it is something that actually endears him to Muslims as much as to Christians alike.
Now, let's pick up on that specifically, because off mic, you and I talked a little bit about one or two things that are going on outside of the 14th to the 16th of September, but yet are inspired by the papal visit. Mm-hmm. One of them you mentioned to me was an interreligious meeting.
Yeah, Talk to me about that. There is a Muslim-Christian vigil which is going to take place in Beirut on the 12th of September, 2 days before Pope Benedict arrives into Lebanon, which is going to be near the museum. Now, people who know Lebanon would know exactly where that is. And this is something that is organized by different NGOs, Christian NGOs in Lebanon, NGOs like Offre-Joie or Ensemble Autour de Marie, which has a Mariological ethos to it. And the idea is to bring Christians and Muslims together to celebrate the fact that this man is coming as somebody who is a bridge builder, who is a reconciler, as somebody who is seen by all as trying to bring dialogue and reconciliation to the fore at a time when there is a lack of it. It'll be interesting. I mean, let's ask this question, James. Why is the Pope coming to Lebanon? The Pope is coming to Lebanon, in my opinion, for two specific reasons. The first is, if you might recall, there was a synod of all the Catholic churches of the region. In other words, Iraq, Palestine, Israel, Egypt, Syria, Lebanon, Iran, the whole region, in Rome last year, where they discussed the issue of what is happening to the Christian churches and communities across this whole region. As a result of this synod, as happens with any synod that discusses any region of the world, Africa, Middle East, what have you, Latin America, there is a post-synod document which is called rather pompously an apostolic exhortation. It makes sense. The word doesn't sort of flow off your tongue, but apostolic exhortation, yes, because the Pope is exhorting, is encouraging the churches to follow a certain path of Christian virtue in their relations with their faithful in the region. So he's coming with that document. He will sign that document the first day that he gets to Lebanon on the 14th at St. Paul's Basilica, which is a Greek Catholic basilica in Harissa, in part of Beirut, where there are going to be about 450 people assembled there. It's restricted because of space and security issues. And that would be almost like the Pope giving the church leaders of the whole region. He's not going to be met only by the Catholic or Christian leaders of Lebanon. All the Catholic leaders of all the Catholic churches of the region are going to be in Lebanon to meet him. They will all receive a copy of this document, which spells out the roadmap or the vision that the Pope has for the Christian church or the Catholic church in this region. This is the specific reason why he's coming. There is another reason. We are going through so many ructions in the Middle East and North Africa, and the Pope is coming as a bridge builder, as somebody who stands in solidarity with the Christian communities, who also opens up dialogue with the Muslims, strengthens that dialogue so that they communicate better with each other. And what better way of doing it, for instance, than when he has a meeting with the youth at Ibkirke, which is the patriarchal see of the Maronite Church, the largest Catholic community in Lebanon, on, I believe, the 15th. And it's going to be huge. So I think that the after effect of this visit will be positive and will have some impact. I don't know how much. We might assess this after the visit, but it might have some impact toward lifting up the spirits of everyone in the region, Christians and Muslims alike. And you notice I keep saying this, Christians and Muslims alike. Some people will say, well, he's the Pope of the Catholics. What have Muslims or other Christians got to do with it? Yes, but they're all citizens of the same region. And what happens to one affects the other.
as we've seen and commented upon on a number of different levels throughout our podcasts on the Middle East, North Africa
region. Absolutely.
Let's finish with this, Harry. I should say that actually you're going to be a spokesperson remotely, because you'll actually be out of the country at the time, talking about the papal visit to Lebanon. But my final question to you is, do you have any idea what might be in this post-bishops meeting official document that will be released?
Yes, what would happen in that post-synodal document is the Pope basically giving a vision of what he sees that the churches should do in order to strengthen the presence and the witness of the Christians. And I mean the presence and the witness, and I choose my words carefully. Presence because, as we all know, there is a very strong tendency for Christians to emigrate from the region, and the churches are concerned about that. So the plea would be, stay in the region. You're part of the region. You're indigenous to the region. You're mostly Arab Christians, this is where your home is, not in Australia, in America, in Canada, or in Europe. That would be one of it. The second one would be to strengthen the witness. In other words, to strengthen the faith of those Christians, give them that boost, that adrenaline shot to say, hey guys, gird up your loins, to use a biblical image, and be strong in your faith. But I also think that the two other things I hope will come out of it is more than that. This is just a booklet that will come, which is a fancy document. What I think matters are two things. One, the communication between the church leaders and their faithful. That is very important, because sometimes the leaders are in one world and the faithful are in another world. And please God that there is a bridge between those two, so that the church becomes stronger and more united. And the second one is that Christians and Muslims communicate better with each other for the betterment of society across this whole region. If this happens, then I'm very, very relieved and very satisfied with what I expect of the visit. And let me finish on a rather humorous note to say to you, James, that the Pope Mobile is already in Lebanon, parked in the parking space of the presidential palace in Baabda.
I wish we had a webcam. I want to see if it's been ticketed.
That would be nice. And who would be paying for that fine?
That's a whole different kettle of fish, isn't it? Dr. Harry Hagopian, thank you ever so much for this Middle East analysis special, a preview, if you like, of the papal visit to Lebanon, which will take place 14th to the 16th of September. Now, you can get in touch with Harry if you so desire, and if you're part of the marvellous Twitterati on Twitter, at Harry Hagopian, quite easy to remember. Give it a go on Google if it's not coming up through Twitter. Or you can follow us, the church, at Catholic EW on Twitter. Now, obviously, these podcasts go out on catholicnews.org.uk, so do please visit us there as well. And we'll be with you again for Middle East analysis very, very soon.